So too, you also must be prepared. For in an hour you do not expect, we will have January weather in November. So you woke up to single digits this morning, and maybe you didn't have the right winter coat ready, or the house warm enough, or if anything froze from yesterday's light snow, the salt to disperse the ice on your driveway so that you would be able to make it here in one piece. In an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Just like weather can catch us off guard here in Denver, Christ reminds us that his coming will be in an hour we do not know. And so we have to, quote, stay awake, be ready. We pray in the Our Father in Latin, Adveniat regnum tuum, thy kingdom come, adveniat. It's where we get the word advent from, advenire, to come, Lord Jesus. The cry of this Advent season, as we prayed in the opening hymn of today's Mass, is for Christ to come in glory and majesty. We do not know when or where, but effectively we're praying for the end of the world as we know it, for his second coming to come, unlike his first, in glory and majesty, where no one has a choice, no one is going to make a decision. He will come, and he will reign. And the suffering and death and war and illness and all that we experience as a consequence of original and personal sin will end as we know it. Until that day, we have to, quote, stay awake, be ready, be prepared. You know, for your parish, since I'm also the head of maintenance, we had to go through a winter checklist with the Archdiocese of Denver Insurance Company. And so Cindy and I had to go through point by point to make sure the property and the buildings were ready for the freeze, blowing out the sprinkler systems so they wouldn't burst, freeze, and burst. We have them in our Marian Guard now and in the front of the office, preparing the HVAC systems, the roofs, and everything so that if anything were to be damaged, it would not be because of our fault. We've prepared, we've done all that was necessary, and the insurance would cover it. Otherwise, it would cost us a very pretty penny, and we would be responsible for all of it, and the insurance wouldn't give us a cent. The preparations not only save us money, but time and effort. It's true at your home. We've starting to load up on salt and making sure all of our salt remover stuff and shovels are around the property and ready for this first serious snow. This preparation makes things easier, smoother, and there's less suffering, right? If the HVAC units weren't prepared for this heat, you would be freezing in here. It wouldn't be as warm as it is. And at your homes, it's the same thing. Right, having the salt ready, having your winter clothes out, putting away your summer clothes, getting anything insulated, that's external pipes, shutting off and unplugging your hoses from the outside of your homes, etc. All these things are necessary because you know winter is coming. And so the responsible person prepares properly. Well, what is even more important than these things, which can be replaced, buildings and piping and sprinkler systems, though expensive, is the preparation of our hearts for the coming of the Lord Jesus, that we don't be caught asleep. What do I mean by that? What do the scriptures mean? Well, we just go through the routine, right? Already the secular world is celebrating Christmas. We just began Advent. And then on December 26th, they put away all the Christmas trees and the Christmas lights and all the Christmas stuff are on sale. And we just began Christmas. Christmas hasn't begun for us Catholics. No, it's not sinful to listen to Christmas music now. That's fine. I know the radio stations are offering Christmas music all over the place. Enjoy it very well. But there are Advent hymns. You'll see those in your missalettes, and one of them we sang today at the beginning of Mass. But how are we preparing spiritually for the coming of Christ? So on Sundays, we can prepare for his coming in mystery by coming 15 minutes early, resting for a moment, praying with the readings ahead of time before you hear them in Mass, settling your heart to be open and still to receive Jesus in word and sacrament and in the prayers, to hear him speaking to you personally. It's how we prepare for his coming on Sundays. But again, we go through the routine and someone's always late in the home and they're busy doing their hair like I do and spend hours on it. And so you're running late and you're fighting on the way here and you get here late and before you know it, Mass is over and you're fighting on the way home because you were late to begin with. And another Sunday passes and so much is lost. But if we're not preparing every Sunday by coming to Mass early and prayerfully reflecting and settling our hearts and minds, if we're not going to confession frequently, definitely go this Advent, then our hearts aren't ready. Sunday after Sunday passes, we get into a routine, we're asleep. The Advent season comes, we're busy buying everything on Black Friday and Cyber Monday and blowing money we maybe don't have to spend and worrying about it in January when the bills are due for the credit cards, and just the stress and the anxiety and the travels and the potential for bad weather, and thankful at least that family is finally left for Thanksgiving, or maybe you're happy they're still here, I don't know. All these routines can build up, and we just kind of go through the motions. And when it's done, we're exhausted. And spiritually, nothing has happened in our lives. Meanwhile, Christ is coming, whether we're ready or not. And it's not to be a threat, right? While the context of the Gospel of Matthew today certainly is one of impending doom for those who are not ready and who do not prepare, Christ isn't threatening us. He's sharing good news. I come to you. I love you. I want to save you. I want to be with you. I want to pitch my tent among you. I want to tabernacle in your home. I want to, above all, tabernacle in your heart. I knock at the door. Will you let me in? And it's not to rush and get things ready. Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Adveniat regnum tuum. Advent. The Christian who prayerfully prepares receives Jesus with joy, not fear and trembling and dread, invited guests who come early and you're not done getting ready, or the food's not prepared yet or cooked, or something's dirty, or things have been put away and you're scrambling like a mad person. It's meant to be a joyful celebration. And what's great about Jesus is he already knows how messy our hearts are, even if the door is closed. And so there's no surprise, there's no shock, there's no disappointment, yet he still comes in love. So how are you preparing for his coming? Not just in Christmas, not just now, but ultimately in glory and majesty. Maybe you'll download the formed.org app, which the parish has paid over $2,000 for, so you can watch these videos and learn about the faith for free from the convenience of your phone, pad, or smart TV, iPad or smart TV, watching videos on Advent. Maybe you can watch one of the scripture programs explaining the Gospel of Matthew. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, where the church celebrates the Sunday readings in a three-year cycle. We just finished year C, and now we're back to year A. And year A, the church primarily uses the Gospel of Matthew throughout the Sundays. Year C was Luke, year B is Mark. And John's Gospel is interspersed throughout the 3 years. And so we begin hearing from the Gospel of Matthew all this liturgical year. So you can go on form.org, click on Bible studies, and watch experts in scripture talk about the Gospel of Matthew. Maybe you can begin praying a rosary as a family once a week or once a night, or having a simple Advent wreath at your kitchen table if you eat as a family and light it and say a simple prayer each day, or have your little Advent calendar with little gifts and treats behind each little door. Well, what practices are you doing to prepare for the celebration of Christ's birth? Because if we're not ready for Christmas, we certainly won't be ready for his coming in glory and majesty. If we don't have the habit of getting ready before we come to Mass, we won't be ready for the great second coming in glory and majesty. And so being good at little things and loving God in small ways, coming to Mass 15 minutes early, staying for a moment to give thanks to God when Mass is over, then we won't be ready for the greater, more important things that are coming and that will come. Just as sure as Christ came in history, he will come in majesty. The question is, are we ready? Again, it's not a question of accusation. It's not a matter of condemnation. It's not something for which you should fear and dread. A way that we prepare in terms of the practical good is by first and foremost getting rid of the sin that obstructs our freedom. So often we as Catholics think of the faith as all the things we cannot do. And those who do not know God's love for them believe that the commandments are restrictive and the church's teachings rob us of our quote unquote freedom. But when we know the love of God and we desire to experience that more profoundly, we know that we cannot do so unless we're free from sin, so as to be free to receive his love and to love in return as he has loved us by how we treat each other. And so in Advent, as we try to do in Lent especially, we go to confession. We renounce those sinful ways and habits, and we pray for the grace of God to remain faithful and steadfast in avoiding those sins, not just for the sake of not doing evil, but for the sake of being able to finally do the good. So more time of prayer this Advent season. Maybe you'll come to daily Mass. Maybe you'll come to one of our two times for adoration of Blessed Sacrament, Wednesday night, 7 to 8, Fridays from 9 to 11:45. Maybe you'll spend less on yourself so that you have more money to give to the poor and the hungry or Samaritan House just down the road. Maybe you spend less time focusing on you and doing what you want and volunteering at Samaritan House or helping us out here, putting together our go bags for the homeless so they have something to eat. Maybe you can donate some winter clothes or socks or underwear, or t-shirts. They're always looking for that to help them stay a bit more warm as they live out in the streets with this bitter cold. When we put aside sin, confessing those sins and making amends, we do so for the sake of doing the good. And when we do so, we discover who we are. We discover the joy of serving Christ in the poor, the needy, in those who are alone, the widow, the orphan, the homeless. And then when we come on Sundays, we come early with that week behind us, as the psalmist describes. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. How many of us, when the alarm goes off and we come to Mass Sunday morning, get up and say, let us rejoice, it's time for Mass? Or were you like me when I was a kid, screaming and yelling and crying, I don't want to go, let me sleep, being dragged out of my bed, the sheets ripped off, you're coming whether you like it or not. God is incessant in the persistence of his love. And even a hardened, not morning person teenager, Eric, can end up becoming a priest in spite of everyone's expectations but God's. If God will not give up on me, he does not give up on you. And so now is the hour for you to wake from your sleep. Salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. So we throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, free from sin, free for good, not engaging in orgies and drunkenness and promiscuity and lust and rivalry and jealousy, but we put on the Lord Jesus today. We take him home in our hearts through the Eucharist. We make no provisions for the desires of the flesh because we know that Christ is coming, and we must prepare the homes of our hearts that he may reign there, that he may come in simplicity and silence because of our prayer and our penance and our confession and our good works, not to earn his love, but to respond to a love already given because we are simply grateful. None of us probably expected the single digits this morning, and yet so it is cold. Thankfully, because of preparation, our heaters work, you are warm, the lights are on, and God is good. The latter never changes, though the former certainly can, from my experience. It's Advent. We've begun a new year. So how will you prepare?